Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Hey, good afternoon. VJ should be joining me shortly, hopefully. You are listening to Blog Talk Radio with the Minneapolis Mad Dads. And today we are going to talk about electronic aggression and the correlation between social media and youth violence. If you'd like to give us a call, you can call us at 347-215-9262. And you can press 1 and we can go ahead and talk. And it looks like 0942. I think that's Latendra, and you probably don't want to talk to me. I don't know why you pressed 1. So, media technology has many potential benefits for youth. It allows young people to communicate with family and friends on a regular basis. This technology also provides opportunities to make rewarding social connections for those teens and preteens who have difficulty developing friendships in traditional social settings or because of limited contact with same-age peers. In addition, regular internet access allows young people to quickly increase their knowledge on a wide variety of topics. However, the explosion in communication tools and avenues does not come without possible risks. Youth can use electronic media to embarrass, harass, or threaten their peers. Increasing numbers of teens and preteens are becoming victims of this new form of violence. Although many different terms such as cyberbullying, internet harassment, and internet bullying have been used to describe this type of violence, electronic aggression is the term that most accurately captures all types of violence that occur electronically. Like traditional forms of youth violence, electronic aggression is associated with emotional distress and conduct problems at school. In fact, recent research suggests that youth who are victimized electronically are also very likely to be victimized offline. For example, sexually harassed, psychological or emotional abuse by a caregiver, witnessing an assault with a weapon, and being raped. So, just off of that, it sounds like our youth are using the internet to be rude, mean, and careless to other youth. And that seems very rude to me and mean. I don't see how people can be so thoughtless and hurtful towards other youth. It's just something that I don't do. Hi, VJ.
Are we ready?
We are. We've been ready. I've been going without you.
Oh, man. No, we didn't go without me. Oh, my goodness. Welcome to Vlog. You sounded so calm and mellow. I didn't know what was going on. I'm putting the hype in there. And welcome to Blog Talk Radio, calling all across the country. I'm dealing with some situations. Let me tell you, boy, it's been a crazy week. I don't know about you, but do I have my caller? Is she on the line? It looks like she's on the line. At 522. Oh, I'm not supposed to give out that number like that.
No, you're not.
The last four numbers are 522. You know who you are. Let me get on the line. Is that you? Hello?
Yes, it's me. Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, a lot of stuff is happening. And so I thought I would call a young person, one of my daughters that I love, and we talk a lot. We glide to each other all the time, and she be gliding me all the time. We just have a ball. And I thought, what better way to get somebody on to talk about the issues that are happening with social media? You know, you got Facebook, you got, I don't know what happened to MySpace. It's just kind of, it's a music thing now.
It really did.
It's a music thing now. So if you're in a band or you're a musician, they all download all their songs to MySpace now.
Really? Right.
Yeah, so MySpace is for musicians now.
I didn't even think they had a web address for MySpace anymore.
Oh, yeah. MySpace is still around. It's all musicians, songs, and all that kind of stuff. But introduce yourself. Tell everybody who you are.
Hi, I am Miosha, and I'm VJ's daughter.
And tell everybody where you work and what you do.
I work at Neighborhood Hub. It's a nonprofit organization. We're a resource navigator, trying to help the community become a better community, and keep the youth out of jail and to keep the youth from getting into help, trying to keep them busy for the summertime. And like you were saying, on for the social media, the Facebook thing, I think these youth are too young to be on Facebook, really.
Well, you know, let's talk a little bit about that, because what I'm hearing now is everybody's moving to Twitter. A lot of young people saying they're going to Twitter now. They're not on Facebook as much. Is that true?
Yes. Either it's Facebook, Twitter. I think that them sites should ban kids. That should it should be 18 plus anyways. Look at all the inappropriate stuff that's put on there in the first place, you know? So I think Twitter
is
the most.
And you're absolutely right. Now, let me answer you this question. You know, I think it's important that we talk a little bit about why is it that people are fighting so much over little petty stuff?
It depends. I guess it comes with maturity, and it's really hard to say when it's so, you know, there's so many different things going on today in this world today with the violence and the bullying, and so I guess it's different situations, but I guess, you know, as kids is young, they don't know how to handle it unless they have guidance. And if
if
these adults out here ain't guiding them, how can they have guidance? You know?
Well, one of the things that happens, you're absolutely right. If the parents, if mom and them ain't looking out for the kids, ain't telling them what to do, how to do it, ain't looking at their Facebooks, ain't even looking at their MySpaces, ain't even looking at their Instagrams, ain't even looking at Twitter to try to find out what they're talking about or what they're doing. Matter of fact, don't even pick up their phone. All they do is pay the bill. And sometimes
and
they only pay
thing.
The bill.
And you know something, Dad? We just had a discussion, a round-the-table discussion about parents getting more involved, you know, with the streets, with the community, with schools. And how can we find a way to bring them involved, you know, in all the situations to disregard that from happening? They got to start somewhere.
What? I think a big part of the problem is that a lot of parents, if you start talking to parents about Facebook, Twitter, any type of social media, a lot of them still look like deer caught in the headlights. They have no idea how to use any of this stuff, and they have no idea how to stop their kids from doing what they're doing on this stuff. We've got, you know, these kids having kids now, and they're causing internet drama or whatever you want to call it, and they're teaching their children that that stuff is okay, which is in turn just pushing on to another generation, and the next generation is just going to get even bigger and badder.
Yeah. And that's we got to come up with something to help, you know. My daughter's the next generation, so it got to start somewhere.
One of the big things that I noticed is that a lot of people like to keep a lot of mess going on Facebook and all these other social networks. As soon as they hear somebody say something, what they do is tag other people. Look what Woo-Woo said. Look what they said. And the next thing you know, why don't we meet up and straighten this out? Well, what you going to do about it? Somebody starts that, but they don't want to be the ones to fight. They don't want to be the ones. That's called cyberbullying. That's being a bully on these social networks. And, you know, like a lot of times, you know, you'll say stuff on Facebook or whatever, and you'll say stuff expressing your views and opinions, and most of the time people will support you, or either they may say something to make you even madder. They might inbox you something. But a lot of times you're just expressing how you feel right then.
Right.
So what is the big deal with our young people? Why are they so bored that one guy told me, man, I expose my, what is it called, a thought? What is it?
What?
What is it called when the chick
that
does a thought? Yeah.
Yeah.
You
a
know,
thought.
He says, I like to expose the thoughts. So
wow.
He got mad when the girl spit in his face because he exposed her in front of a bunch of people on social network. Now he got mad and said she had no right to spit in my face. But wait a minute, you exposed her on social network and told everybody what she did to you and when she did it and all the things she did and put her name on social network. Why would you expect
right.
not for somebody to get violent with you?
Right. And I think that these kids is not engaging in enough opportunities out here that's out here. And you can't say there ain't none out here because there are, you know. If they just had keep themselves busy, I don't think that they would engage in the type of things that these kids are engaging in today. And maybe that's like we're saying that more people need to get involved. The community, everybody need to come together or, you know, and try to make stuff available out here for them.
So what, you know, we talk about solutions. We talk about, one, parents got to get more involved. You know, I think that, you know, they're trying to change some laws here, too, in social media. Do you think that would work if they change laws? There's already some sites you can't get to unless you say you're over 18. But, you know, people lie and say they're over 18.
Right,
and still
and how is that
going to
help?
X-rated sites.
That's not going to help
so
by just clicking a button saying, yes, I'm over 18, when the person can really be 13, 14, 15. You know, I mean, they need to figure out a way to have it where these young kids would not be able to get that available site. I mean, they got to find some kind of way.
Right, right. They do have to find some kind of way, but here's my point, too. If I know that my kids are doing stuff they're not supposed to do on their cell phones, I'm taking it away.
Right.
If I know that they're on the Internet, and then I'm going to take the Internet away. I'm going to do what a parent and a mother and a father has to do. But we don't have enough parents doing the right thing.
Yep, that's true.
How many times have you seen a parent cussing out 8-year-old kid? Put that MF toy down, you stupid, huh?
Too many times. I mean, I done seen it a lot of places, grocery stores, and, you know, of course you didn't see in North Minneapolis.
And so all that stuff that we see has a lot to do with what kids are doing. Not only that, what they're allowing their kids to see and watch at home, on the videos, on the telephones, they're exposing their kids to that. And you wonder why. Then you're going to have your kid pulling up gang signs. What about all the videos where, you know, do it for the vine, do it for the vine, do it for you. You ask your kids to do all this stuff for the Vine, do it for the Facebook, do it for the Instagram. You ask them to do all that. You tell them to cuss somebody out. You remember that 3-year-old that was cussing somebody out?
Mm-hmm.
And Child Protection came and got that baby.
And
wow.
His mom, because his mom was over 16.
They should have
came
and got the mama.
Well, they
did.
Yeah, they got her. She was only 16 years old. But
wow.
that's my point, is that we have got to understand social network is good for a few things. One, I use it to get the word out about what we're doing, get opportunities out about the community. Some people use it to express their feelings like, I hate that fool. And everybody asks, who you hate? And then you get into names and all that. Or somebody's a foul, you know, a thought. You know,
right.
Who's a thought?
They use social media the wrong way. When it's really not for that. You know, it's to keep up, network, and keep up with family and friends. But they made it to be something else. And I guess everybody has their own opinion about what they want to use their Facebook for. And, I mean, but there you go again. The parents should control what their child does on these social medias and watch.
Yeah, during my research that I was doing for this show, I came upon a story that there was a young girl in New Jersey that somebody actually went and made a Facebook page under her name and put all types of just dirty, raunchy, horrible stuff on there. And this girl kept it up for 3 years. And a lot of these other girls' friends thought that it was actually her Facebook page. And the young girl, her parents had no idea what was going on. They actually ruined her entire reputation because she wasn't from this country. And, you know, her family and friends and whatnot thought that she was actually posting all this as her. So a lot of her family got upset with her. And as far as I know, I believe that the girl that put the Facebook page up gotten arrested, but because she was underage, they really didn't do much. So I think
right.
a lot of these youth are, you know, making fake Facebook pages because you can. You can make a Facebook page and not put any pictures up on it, period, and just run around saying all types of stuff about anybody under, say, your
somebody else's identity.
Yep, and it's just people find confidence in the fact that you don't know who I am, so I'm going to talk all the mess I want to.
Right, but clearly kids do that. These youth only do that when they is have an altercation with someone. I mean, I done seen it happen where somebody make a fake page just to go to somebody else's page that they're, you know, into it with. And some people do it just to follow their enemies or to follow whoever they trying to look out for, you know? So,
and I think that's just too much. People are in people's business way too much. If you don't like somebody, why are you trying to find out so much about their life?
Right.
You know, why do you need to know what they're doing? If you are not friends with them or whatever, why are you doing that? And this one girl that had this page going, she actually was starting fights and stuff, saying, you know, like, all right, let's go. We're going to meet here and here and here at this time of day or whatever. And this girl got jumped multiple times because she had no idea that these fights were coming for her.
So we're talking about cyberbullying. We're talking about social internet and how it is. It causes problems and confusion. And, you know, matter of fact, I was just looking at there was a fight in North Minneapolis with two girls, where the girl pulled the sweater over her head and just began to really beat her down. And everybody was, after that, they were saying on the post, like, man, she would have got her if she had to pull that sweater over her head. And I hope they fight again, and we want to see a rematch and all that. And, you know, that kind of stuff is happening every day. Somebody is on the internet talking about beating somebody up. There was, matter of fact, there's some shootings going on right now as we speak that are about a video that was done about some other individuals. And that video is causing people to get shot at right now.
Mm.
There's a gentleman in the hospital right now. And an attempt was on his life. And he was coming from work. And he got shot because of some mess on the internet, social media. And we have to be careful because we're losing lives. We're losing lives. And as a young person, even as a young woman yourself, you have to protect yourself. I see you on this sometimes. You be defending like, well, come on, bring it on.
Right.
And you know you ain't nothing but a little bitty thing, about 4 feet tall.
And it's clearly, that's clearly have something to do with family issues, you know. And that's another thing, too, with family problems. Not trying to stick together. And
now, and so what do you think we got to do, though? We're not going to get rid of social media, but what do we have to do?
I guess it really is to first, it starts from the social media, whoever owns it, to change some things up. But not only them, it's for people that's older to be a role model in on Facebook and just guidance. And when you see something like that, it's for somebody to try to reach out to them and try to change their perspective and putting things like that on social media.
And so as you're working in the community, we're trying to provide jobs for individuals. We're trying to provide education for individuals. But what about these people? What do you say to these people that don't care, that don't give a damn about jobs, education? All they care about is creating problems, fighting, bullying people, being cyber bullies, and that kind of stuff.
Thing I can say about that, if they don't care and ain't trying to make it in life, they're not going to get nowhere in life. I mean, it's just gonna be a dead road for them. I mean, it's got to start somewhere where somebody can change their perspective, reach out to them and try to engage them into wanting to be able to get a job and, you know, and be able to get in some programs. I guess we just got to get out here more, you know.
You know, one of the things is that, you know family, how family is, and you know how community is, and sometimes even your own family is the part of the problem. Even
right.
Your own family is the part of all the destructive things and that are going on. And so as a young person that, you know, has grown up around some people in your family that are dysfunctional, how do you deal with that when it comes to social media?
I just, since I have had problems as similar as what we're talking about, one thing I have done was start deleting people. If it ain't professional, I mean, the negative, delete them. Befriend them, keep them out your way, and it'll be a whole nother turnaround. I mean, I took time and I deleted a whole lot of my family. You can't mix, you know, you can't have business and then family on a social media together if it's bringing problems. And you just got to, you know, exclude it out your life.
There's been times when especially young girls have committed suicide because they felt like they were being cyberbullied and people were talking about them and making them look bad and calling them all kinds of names. What do you say to young girls that are considering suicide or thinking that people are talking about them or thinking that they're not valued anymore? What do you say to them to encourage them to not want to commit suicide?
I encourage them to find help and, you know, pray about it and keep the faith and whatever makes them happy, continue doing it and don't give up. As a young lady, you know, I mean, I done had some times where, you know, everybody feel like they want to give up, but at times you can't. You just got to keep going. It's something you got to think about that you want to live for. And ain't nothing that serious to try to harm yourself for when you can pray about it and keep it moving.
You know, I've seen you on social media, and I watch you all the time, and I've seen you get to a point where you get so frustrated and, you know, and it sounds like that you're just angry at the world. What makes people go on social media and do that?
I guess they want to have, it could be different, multiple reasons. Some people can do it because they want people, family, friends, to hear them out, especially if they feel that they cannot talk to nobody or have nobody to talk to. Who else can they vent to or come to if they feel they don't have nobody to trust? And it's sad to say that people use social media for comments and different discussions like that, but sometimes people feel that way. That's where they vent to.
And so I appreciate that because I used you as an example because I know sometimes you get like that. But one thing I love about you, you always bounce back. You know,
right.
And I think that's a good thing. You know,
I mean, there's a lot of
people are really getting hurt over the social media stuff. People are really getting shot, stabbed, beat down, and all that. And it's not even worth it. I could see if it was over millions of dollars, but it's not even worth it. You know, it's
right.
Not even worth it. So as young people, what can, you know, and I'm not young, but people such as yourself and younger, what is the movement? What can we, how can we help to educate them that, look, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
Right.
You know, you're a mother now.
You know,
so go ahead.
The thing I think of is that this summer I'm trying to reach out to these young kids because they babies having babies, like she said, and hopefully my book moves them and helps them and guides them through guide them in whatever way, you know, that it needs to be guided in, and whatever I could do, you know, with who I'm working with and what I'm trying to reach out to them and do, so.
So tell me a little bit about how what people can do in your organization. How can they get involved? Give them your number and tell them what they did. Did Manuel come back?
Nope, not yet.
Okay, tell people what they can do in your organization and how they can be involved.
I know this summer we're having many programs. Well, first off, we're the Neighborhood Hub. We're located in North Minneapolis, 3210 Oliver Avenue North. If they need employment, resources on education, trainings, advocacy, anything that's helping you or helping anybody become better, they can come down and get help.
Well, that's great. Now, how many people do you guys see every day?
We get multiple people. We also have computer free to the public to use from 9:30 to 4:30, and it's open to anybody. And you don't have to, you know, it's for employment. I have a lot of resources for different jobs. I have a few connections from friends that own businesses. So it is jobs out here, and it is people willing to help them only if they are able to open their mouth and come and get help.
Well, you listen to the Mad Dance Blog Talk Radio nationwide. The call-in number is 347-215-9262. I see I got a lot of people listening in, but you're not punching that one so you can speak, so that means you just want to listen in. I'm going to be back with my daughter. We're going to talk a little more. We're going to listen to a little bit of the song by Lachey, and it's called Out of Control. We'll be right back.
Ooh, out of ooh, out of ooh, out of ooh, out of ooh, out of
Out of Control by
Lyric Lachey.
You know, I have trouble saying that, so I try not to say it. But I love her. She's wonderful. And, you know, it's wonderful to talk about important things like bullying, cyberbullying, the killings and shootings that happen over the Internet, Facebook. Parents, we just want to remind you to watch and look at those Internet, look at those sites. Make sure you understand what is going on in the social network and the social media. That is important. If you don't know, you better check it out. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio with your host, VJ Smith, right here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the headquarters of Mad Dads. We love you. There's nothing, absolutely nothing that you can do about it. And remember, the Center for Fathering, we're going to have our support group meeting today, 3023 4th Avenue South. Come on down, 5 o'clock. Bring Ray Ray, JJ, bring Sharika and Shanika, bring Teresa, bring everybody. Y'all come on down. We're going to have a great time. Free daycare, free food, everything like that. Y'all just come on down and enjoy 5 to 7 healthy relationships, parenting class. God bless you. We love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. We're going to go out with
M-A-D-E-A-D-S. Men against destruction because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and he's pressing nothing left. From the north to the south to the east to the west. Mad dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, in jungle fighting serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.